Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:54, Tommy Tucker talking Saints hot take. Teddy Bridgewater, you've yet to see what he can do. By the time his tenure filling in for Drew Brees is done, you will have no doubt that he is the heir apparent once Drew steps down. Christian Garrick, a.k.a. K-Dog, WWL Sports Director. Bring it.
Tommy, how are you? I like the hot take, and you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think you're that far off with
I don't think I am either.
Teddy Bridgewater conversation.
I don't think I am either. I think people, Christian, are looking at it as he had a good game on Sunday. That'll take us through until Drew comes back, and I think you're limiting this man's potential, and you're kidding yourself, because if you look at the level of improvement from week to week, what makes you think that he is as good as he can be, or he's shown it already?
Yeah, look, I think this is what we're seeing here is a guy that's getting reps and getting meaningful reps in practice and applying them in a game. And I think that if you've watched Teddy Bridgewater prior to his arrival in New Orleans, you knew that he was kind of capable of this kind of performance. This is a legitimate NFL quarterback. And I said it from the moment he relieved Drew Brees with the injury that, you know, it's going to take a little time because he's got to get into a rhythm. But once he does, he's going to be able to do some things in this offense that are going to surprise some people, surprise those that didn't really know him or see him play before with the Vikings.
You know, after the injury and so forth, I think in a way you can almost look at this as a restart, a reboot, almost a rookie year for Teddy Bridgewater. You think that's wrong?
No, I don't think that's too far off when you consider the knee injury, the catastrophic knee injury he recovered from. I mean, prior to this year, he hadn't played any real meaningful games in 3 years. So, I mean, Tommy, if you don't do a radio show in 3 years, there's going to be rust, right?
Well,
there's going to be some things you got to shake off.
Maybe not you, but me. But you, yes, I understand what you're talking about.
Right.
Let me tell you something. You know that old saying, it's not what you achieve in life, it's what you overcome? I think Teddy Bridgewater is in the midst of accomplishing both. Christian, I don't have to tell you about the knee injury. They were not threatening, but thought they might have to amputate it at first. Now, me, as soon as I heard the word amputate, I'd say, you know what, whatever I was doing that caused that, we're not going to do that anymore. This man is a very mild-mannered guy. He's a very likable guy. He rides a bicycle back and forth to the games. I don't know how anybody cannot like this guy, but he's like a quiet leader, quiet strength. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and look, the most importantly, he's a winner, man. He's gone everywhere he's gone, he's won. He won at Louisville, who was considered a basketball team. Mm-hmm. He won there. He won with the Minnesota Vikings. He's won so far with the Saints in relief of Drew Brees. I mean, the guy wins. Who cares? Nobody cares when you're in the NFC title game about style points. Nobody's going to care that the Saints beat the Cowboys 12-10 when they're in the playoffs. It's not going to matter.
Nope.
It just won't. It's not college football. So the guy wins, and that's what quarterbacks are ultimately measured by, winning.
And you can't say that he has – and Newell Norman joins us now – that he has not improved dramatically from week to week. And Newell, what I was saying, I don't know if you heard it or not – I think some people are thinking that's it with Teddy Bridgewater. We got to where we can win a game, and that's what he can do. I think his potential is unlimited. I think you've only seen him begin to shine.
I would agree. I don't know that he has completely revealed himself as of yet, the same way that Drew Brees didn't completely and totally reveal himself in the first year that he played for the Saints. Look how much better.
Great point.
You know, so it could be sky's the limit with Teddy Bridgewater.
And which, in a way, Christian, to go back to what we were talking before, you can almost look at that first season for Drew as a rookie year, right?
Yeah, and look, people forget Drew was benched in San Diego as a starter.
K-Dog, we got to go. I'm sorry, we got a code word coming up. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Newell.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.